Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, with his hikmah, whatever thing Allah ta'ala has created, in everything there is an effect. And most definitely in that effect, in that characteristic, in that item that Allah ta'ala has made, there is benefit for the creation of Allah, if we want to understand. There are many examples that are clear, that are visible in our everyday lives. We have water, for example. Let's take water. Allah ta'ala has created an effect in water. If we drink cool water, then we feel the coolness due to that water that we have drank. And if we see fire, fire contains the effect or characteristic of heat, high temperature. And a child is also afraid of fire because the child can feel the heat. So the child doesn't go near to the fire. And in the same way, if we see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, in everything He has created in the universe, Allah ta'ala has instilled an effect, an output. And it's not necessary that that item has to be big or strong or powerful, etc., or that has to be then reduced in number and quantity. And it's not necessary that you have to reduce the quantity of something to reduce its effect. No, we see the whole ocean and sea has the effect of water, and there's water there to cool things down. But even if you drink one sip, it will give you the coolness. And if there's a massive fire in raging, it will burn everything. But even a small flame will burn something that's next to it. So the effect of that item remains, regardless of the size or the quantity. In the same way, Allah Ta'ala has created another ajeeb thing, which is a beautiful effect, a beautiful output. And the output that Allah Ta'ala has instilled into this item is what? Is that it is a fountain of khair and source of good. Complete khair and goodness is within this. Now it's a very long subject to understand, but it's khair upon khair, and the greatest thing within it is khair. And alongside that, and on top of that, Allah Ta'ala's pleasure is contained within that item, within that, you could say, action maybe. And on top of that, Allah Ta'ala's rada, Allah Ta'ala's pleasure and happiness is contained there. And Allah Ta'ala has also put this effect, alhamdulillah, subhanallah, that this item or action will take one to paradise and take one far from hellfire. And the effect is also that it makes a person the muqarrab of Allah, the friend of Allah, the wali of Allah, and makes a person qareeb and close to Allah, muqarrab. So what is an amazing thing this is, my friends? An amazing thing. So shall I tell you what is that thing? In which Allah Ta'ala has put this effect, it is called the good deeds. Subhanallah, good deeds. Good deeds is the item, the action, the factor, the element of life that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has advised us to do. That if a good deed is small, don't in magnitude, don't consider it as insignificant, because it will have the same result and output. Even if you have a good deed which is equivalent to a dharra, an atom or a particle of dust, it will have Allah's pleasure, Allah's happiness, it will make you Allah's muqarrab, it will take you to paradise and take you far from hellfire. Equivalent to even the biggest of deeds, the smallest so-called in magnitude. So Rasulullah said, never consider a deed as small. For example, there's something here, I want to earn a good deed, I pick this up to remove the obstacle from people's path, and I put it into my pocket, or I move it away as a restriction, then I will get all of the good results that I need, alhamdulillah. So this is such a great action that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us. And on top of this, there are many, many ways of implementing these. There are so many quantities of good deeds. Probably there are more good deeds in the world, in life, that we can implement, more than the number of breaths that we will breathe in our lives. That's the amount of quantity of good deeds that a person can implement. But we have no awareness of this deed, of this action. And we know those deeds. For example, I'll do Hajj, I'll get this, I'll do Umrah, I'll do Tilawat of Quran, I'll do this and that, and I know that I'll get rewards. But I don't think that there are other actions that we can gather and amass. We should take a benefit from these things. And if I want to know the value of this deed, then ask those who are passing away, who are about to die, who is near to death on his deathbed or her deathbed, that what is this deed? What is the value of a deed? Ask a person who's dying. They cannot even recite the name Allah once. Subhanallah, they can't say once. And that's it. When they die, the book is closed. End of chapter. And that person will scream in his or her qabr, grave, "Oh, foolish people, I didn't consider this as a good deed." Rasulullah said the truth, that wherever you get the opportunity to get this good deed, and whenever you do, beware, never leave this deed in any way. Jump onto this deed, grab this deed, implement this deed, it will be very beneficial. And never think it's small, minor, it's not big. Whatever, whenever you get the opportunity to implement this good deed, and you know that this is a good deed, and straight away when you see that opportunity, grab it. And the people of Iman, the people of belief, mashallah, they should make this asool, this principle. We have no guarantee what's going to happen in life. We have no guarantee about our life. When is life going to pass away? Or health? Is health going to be on the top all the time? So Allah has given us a great opportunity that on every footstep, we have an opportunity to earn good deeds. Allah has given us aqal and understanding and samaj. But there's something that is lacking in us. Something that's lacking in us. The awareness. Well, we say, no, this good deed is small. Why do I have to do this? I've done bigger things. When we do the bigger things, maybe Allah Ta'ala doesn't accept those bigger things in His court. We'll realize in the hereafter what's accepted and what's not. I remember an event, a waqiyah. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned an event in a hadith. Beautiful example. So that we can also eliminate this misconception from our minds. So Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that once I saw in Jannah, in paradise, an individual. And he was in a very weird state of affairs at that time. Rasulullah told this event to the Sahaba and the noble companions. Rasulullah said that the carpets of Jannah were laid out. The mats of Jannah were laid out. Rasulullah is mentioning his experience. That the mats and the rugs of Jannah were laid out. And I saw a man that he was on top of these rugs. He was not just sat, but he was sort of twirling around, moving around. Ajeeb scene. A unique scene. From this we can imagine that, you know, the children, young children, if you go to a wedding or a function, you have the tent, the canopy, nice rugs, lush thick rugs, and the children, they start playing on the rugs, they're jumping around, upside down, catapults, and twirling around, and they run around and around the surrounds of the carpet, they're enjoying themselves. So the same way, the Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that this person, he was happy, rejoicing, enjoying, that he was twirling around, turning upside down, rolling around on the carpet, the rug of Jannah. He's so happy. So Rasulullah said, I kept on looking at this Jannati, that this person so much enjoying Jannah. How did he get into paradise in the first place? To get this reward, that a person like us, for example, me, who have not too many deeds to our name, and maybe there'll be walis of Allah, friends of Allah, who will get to Jannah. But what about us? How do we get there? What deed took this place to Jannah? Rasulullah inquired, how did this person end up in Jannah, paradise? What did he do? And the answer came that once he was walking in the pathway where people walk down the pathway, like the pavement of the road, there was a branch, or an obstacle on the pathway, and he saw that people's clothes were getting stuck on the branch, or they were being restricted in walking there to move around it. So he went, and he took hold of, he used his hands, physical body, and he looked around. I know some people, they advertise when they're doing good deeds and show off to others and demonstrate they're doing something, but he had ikhlas, sincerity, and he thought, I don't want to show people. So he said, I will break off this branch. It's only a little bit, so that people can walk down this path freely. So he went and he bought the tool, like an axe or a saw, and he cut off that branch of the tree, the shakh. And after some time, he passed away. And when he was presented in the court of Allah, then a person forgets the so-called small deeds. Remember this. When we will reach there, Allah Ta'ala's rahmah, mercy, great, great justice of how people go into Jannah. In other words, those people who did actions, who did so-called big deeds, they may not be accepted in the court of Allah. But those people who did deeds looking for Allah Ta'ala's pleasure, even the so-called small deeds will acquire Allah Ta'ala's pleasure and happiness. Remember this, we need to make a note of this, it's important. So Allah Ta'ala was accounting that person for his deeds. Allah, you did this, you did these sins, and A, B, C, D, all these sins. And he said, Allah, you know that I'm sinful, but I did one action. Allah said, but do you remember you did a certain action that was good? Do you remember? He said, Allah, I never did anything good, I was useless. Allah said, I'll tell you one day you did such a good deed that I liked. I like that deed. And he'll say, Allah, what was that deed? And Allah will say that there were, once you were walking, And there was an obstacle on the path. There was a branch. Do you remember? He said, yes, I can remember a little bit. And you saw that people are walking down that pathway and they're getting restricted and obstacle in front of them. So you went and you broke off that branch and you did this so people can walk freely. And he said, yes, Allah, I did that. And Allah says, for this reason, I've forgiven you today. Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah. So never consider a good deed as a minor. A good deed is a massive deed. So let me explain. Just for our revision purposes, for us to remember, and we look at deeds as a minor. Let's take one good deed, the example, that within a few seconds from that deed, he attained everything. And let's give another example of another deed, and it's very close to us, it's regular, common, we don't have to look for it, we don't have to hunt it. We can do this deed left, right, morning and evening, whenever we want, there's an opportunity. Why don't we do this deed? What's the reason? Why don't we pay attention to this fact? We have to think about this. So, what was that deed? That was an ajeeb example, the sea of good deeds, Allahu Akbar. In other words, so simple. What? That 1 second, 2 seconds, 3 seconds, what will he attain, that person? By doing this, that 1 million sins removed, say Subhanallah. This is such an easy deed to implement, and that's why, show me, is there any action we can do that will eliminate 1 million sins? And we'll see the punishment for one sin, and we'll see that thereafter. But from this action, 1 million sins eliminated from our deed books, book of deeds. Number two, 1 million rank, 1 million stages, 1 million levels elevated. So 1 million in within a second in Jannah, your rank will increase within a second. And 1 million, 1 million accepted maqbool good deeds will be written in our book of deeds, in your book of deeds. For doing this action, no need to go on Hajj to buy a plane ticket, no Umrah, no Wudu, no Mazah, no enjoyment, no prayer mat, nothing. What is the achievement of this good deed? And we can do this deed every day if we want to, all the time. What is this deed? لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد يحيي ويميت حي لا يموت بيدك الخير وهو على كل شيء قدير. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that when an individual is walking in the marketplace or passing by the marketplace and he recites this kalima, he will attain all of these rewards. How many times do we walk past or through a marketplace? Some people work in a marketplace. They live in the marketplace. And once they recite this, then again they recite this. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not tired of giving us deeds and reward. We will tire, but Allah ta'ala doesn't tire. Tell me, this short life that we are living, what a great deed Allah Ta'ala has given to us, an opportunity to implement this amal. And we've come now, for example, where have we come from? We came from a shopping center, or wherever there's a few shops, it's a shopping center or a marketplace, and we're walking past there or in there. Tell me, how many people recited this kalima? We know about this kalima, we should know. And who is there that doesn't know this hadith is a great kalima, great verse? And we need to now ask ourselves, we need to regret and feel sadness that hundreds of thousands of things we'll remember when we leave home. This loss and this benefit and this I should have done, I shouldn't have done this, etc. And every penny we will account for if I'm going to the shop to buy something or not, or I'm going to do an action. But Subhanallah, we are passing by left and right, forwards and backwards. We're doing actions. Don't know how many times I passed by. We know I passed by the shops. I'm not telling you the first time this kalima, I've told you this point, this hadith few times before, but I'm just saying it's for revision. It's for us to remind ourselves. And such big deeds we do that we forget, we can't remember. But how sad we don't place emphasis on this deed, because we think, oh, I'll do dhikr, and I've done this action, I've done hajj, and we'll say big things. But what's there to show for our deeds? We speak big and long, lengthy descriptions, but do we fulfill the condition for the acceptance of these big deeds? They will only be accepted, these big deeds that we do. There's a big condition that Allah Ta'ala has laid down. What is that for acceptance? Allah Ta'ala said it directly. And what is that? We need ikhlas, sincerity, to get these deeds accepted. Show me. Have we got sincerity? Any Sufi sahab, friend of Allah, Hazrat Sahib, show me. Let's show ourselves that where's the ikhlas. We'll realize in hereafter what is ikhlas. Ikhlas, sincerity is such a great, great asset that don't ask. How difficult it is to have ikhlas. Because when shaitan said, I will do this, I will take people astray, destroy them, take them towards sin, and take them away from good deeds, Allah, give me permission. Allah said, I'll give you permission, you do what you're going to do. And on top of that, Allah Ta'ala said, that one thing, remember the mukhlisin, you will never be able to attack them. You will never be able to overcome them, O shaitan. So ikhlas is a great, great asset. The shaitan cannot attack the mukhlis people. And this is qabool ibadah. Show me that who has struggled today on ikhlas, on sincerity. Tell me, we speak a lot. So when this is such a great deed, then alhamdulillah, we don't need akhlaq in this deed. We don't need it. Alhamdulillah, we don't need the ikhlas, the necessary ikhlas. Allah Ta'ala has not put a measuring gauge of ikhlas with this deed. Allah Ta'ala said, just recite this. Allah says, I'll give to you Allah Ta'ala's rahmah and mercy that on the ummah of Rasulullah ﷺ. And Rasulullah ﷺ, if he didn't tell us, how would we know? After today, we should make a promise, a true promise to Allah. If we don't recite this is our loss. And secondly, we will be presented in the court of Rasulullah ﷺ as well. And we'll get a punishment that we were told such a great opportunity indeed. And we wasted this reward, this opportunity. We were so lazy. And we were so immersed in the dunya. So what were you? Allah Ta'ala says that, look, this hadith, when it came, imagine when this hadith came, then Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu was present. He didn't take a second. He jumped towards the marketplace. He ran. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, not once. He used to go, then come back, then go, then come back. He said, how can I leave this good deed, this opportunity? As Umar radiallahu was such a great companion, when he would use the opportunity to go to a marketplace, come back, go to a marketplace, come back. Because he had khawf and he had fear that very quickly, very soon I'll be presented in the court of Allah after death. How can I leave this action if the Prophet of Allah has told us this, advised us this, prescribed this to us? Imagine. So our minds today, we have the veils of ghaflat, of negligence that have come across our minds. This is a very bad state of affairs. Very bad situation. This is the deception of the dunya. I swear by Allah that Allah knows best when will we pass away. We may be called at any second. We may die. Every moment insan, the Sahaba Ikram, they had a fikr, they had a worry of the akhirah. They had a worry of the akhirah that we are going to leave this world. What should we do? That from morning till evening, they had a mindset, they had a thought process that need to amass the deeds. Accepted deeds. They weren't here, they weren't doing dhikr of Allah to become walis of Allah. They weren't following sunnah to become wali of Allah. They weren't doing any action to become Hazrat Sahib. They didn't want khilafah. They had one thing in their sight, that the title was coming, radiyallahu anhu. Allah is pleased with them. Allah is saying in the Quran, you are this, you are this, you are this. All of you, I am pleased with you. And for them, there was one thing dear to the heart, that Allah, we want to be successful and we want you to be pleased with us. So this is the status of every mu'min they should be. And beware that we should have no other fikr, no other worry. When Allah Ta'ala says Himself that all of the things are prepared in the world, Allah Ta'ala says, I'm controlling everything in the universe. I will give you rizq and wealth and health and the wife and children. And I am responsible for everything that you get in the world. Allah says, consider me as your wakil. Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil. Allah says, yes, consider me as enough for all of your affairs. What is a wakil? We say, you are my wakil, you are my representative, you are going to fight my case in the court, and you are going to win the case. Subhanallah, Allah says that I will make the decision in the court, and I will be the wakil at the same time. Subhanallah. I'll be judge and the wakil, the representative at the same time. But those who have yaqeen, they say Allah is our wakil. Such a case that Allah says, I'm the judge and I'm your wakil and I'll give you a positive decision and you are my creation. So tell me, can he have sins in his file? In his record book? That's why we jump, we try to recite repeatedly, Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil. Allah, you are everything. You are our wakil, and we leave all our affairs to you. And the affairs that you have given to us, we are worried about that. We have one fikr always, and that's the fikr akhirah, that any time I could be presented to your court. And then when I'm presented to your court, those words that you've told us, those words that have come to me, that have reached me, Allah, I've understood. And this is how much amal I did on these words. So we consider that Allah Ta'ala is not watching us, that He's not analyzing us, He's not going to reward us. We think that Allah Ta'ala is not capable of doing this, astaghfirullah. So this is the reason that the Sahaba Ikram, they had a feeling, a mindset, a condition that they would not leave the good deeds if they had a chance. We need to make ourselves awake. Let's revive ourselves, myself and you. Let's promise after today, we'll never come like this. Rather, when we walk past the marketplace, another Sahabi radiallahu anhu, I remember his event, I'm talking about the companions there, not noble people, not the walis of Allah afterwards. A Sahabi, a noble companion, the greatest rank. And what was his action? There's another amal that's coming now. And in this, we are very lazy, my friends, very lazy. Oh, let's finish this habit. I request you. We don't know how valuable is this action. What did he used to do? He had a student, he was a Sahabi, and he would get up for a while. He would go to the marketplace, to the shopping area, and he would say to everyone, As-salamu alaykum, wa alaykum salam. As-salamu alaykum wa sallam, and come home and he said, Hazrat, I'm seeing this habit of yours for a few days. You don't buy anything from the marketplace. You walk around the marketplace, the shopping center, you don't buy anything, and then you come back. And he said, oh, I come back with many things, said Hazrat, subhanAllah. And he said, I've not seen you with anything. Your bag's always empty. He said, no, not that bag. My bag is empty. Not the physical plastic bag, but the bag that I put the things in, that place the things is, that's filling. He said, I heard the Prophet of Allah say that the more salam you give to people, on every salam you'll get a good deed. And subhanAllah, straight away on every good deed, you'll get 10 rewards. Yes, 10 rewards. That for example, when I'm free, I go to the shopping center. To everyone I see, I say, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I give the full salam. And what do you know, that millions and millions of rewards and mal, I come back with the rewards of Jannah. I'm not sitting empty-handed. He said, I'm not sitting empty-handed. This is my action. He was a sahabi. That's why Allah give the title, radiyallahu anhum. And we are lazy in this. So he went to the marketplace, one action already, one reward we've discussed already. And on top of that, he gave the salam. More reward on top of that. What do? We see somebody, we'll look at their face, we'll say, hello, hi, how are you, kemcho? Saruche, and we won't use the words, the greeting, and I've seen this many times. Saruche, we say that, oh, I'm in Majema. I'm okay, I'm fine. But here, Islamically, Assalamu alaikum, how are you? Alhamdulillah. And here we get a great opposite contrast in the reward. Totally different. In contrast to Kemcho, we say, how are you? And instead of saying majime, I'm okay, I'm happy, you say Alhamdulillah. But we say no, we don't want to earn. Why? Because this is the punishment that we don't have the fikr akhirah. We don't have the fikr of the hereafter. And this is the punishment that Allah Ta'ala makes us forget the good deeds. Allah makes us forget. Allah, now see, here, we say that if you recite Surah Mulk, that the adab of the qabr will not take place. We say this, don't we? So this doesn't mean that we leave salah and then we start to recite Surah Mulk and there'll be no azab in the grave. Is it? So has it let us off all the actions? This is not insaf justice, that those people who are reciting Surah Mulk, they say that, oh, there'll be no azab in the grave. Now listen to the masala, listen to the scenario. Can this ever be? That a person sins ongoing, doesn't do the compulsory actions, and he recites Surah Mulk and he won't get the punishment. Allah will only allow that person to recite, that person will recite who will not get the adab in the qabr. And only that person will recite this who prays salah regularly, whose amal are good. I've seen many people, many, they don't recite this. They don't. Why? Because Allah Ta'ala said, I don't give them the tawfiq. Every action is a result of Allah's tawfiq. It looks very easy. Okay, I'll recite Surah Mulk. I'll do this. But tell me, how many people? And the second point here, Allah's Nabi says, I'm a student, it's the comment. Not that I recite today, then tomorrow I leave it, then I read it, then after that, then I remember, then I leave. No, these are deeds that due to steadfastness and consistency, a person will get the rewards and the yearning for that deed. Whether you're ill or well or healthy or on a journey, but the person will never leave those deeds. And there's a condition for everything. Yes, there definitely is the result that this will take a person out of the adab of the qabr. But there are conditions. Don't make this intention that, oh, I leave all deeds now, I'm lazy, I'm not capable, I'm reciting Surah Mulk. Can anybody think like this? It can come to the mind, can't it? So the first thing we need to understand is that Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala gives the tawfiq, the ability to those people to do good, big amal, who have that standard, whose salah is good, whose amal are good, who follow sunnah and shara, and automatically they, due to their actions, they get love for the deen of Rasulullah. And number two, Allah Ta'ala gives them istiqamat, steadfastness. One companion, as Ali Karam al-Wajhu, he was given a wazifa, and to the blessed daughter, as Fatima radiallahu anha, she was given this wazifa, Surah Fatiha, that we read. We think that this is a minor, but 33 times, ask Hazrat Ali Karam al-Wajhu, he said, I attained this amal, tell me the benefits of this deed, so many benefits. We said, oh, I can recite it, sometimes I leave it. That he said, the severest day in my life, which was the expedition of Siffin, in which Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu said that at that time, that night was very difficult for me, it was cold, but I never left my wazifa, my lesson of dhikr. That's when a person gets Islam and Islam. Today I recite Surah Mulk, then tomorrow I leave it. Oh, I'm on a journey, I was in a car, I went to another place and I couldn't recite it. This will not occur ongoing. Today, if you take all of a wazifa and you consider that Surah Mulk, it will save us from the hellfire, then is this a minor thing to save a person from the hellfire? So the first thing to do is that amal, that deed. Our deeds need to be good. When our deeds are good, my salah is correct and it's on an acceptable level, then Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to pray and to read. I've seen many people are weak in salah, weak in congregation, and they come to salah sometimes they don't come, and their deeds are not correct on the right level, and they walk salah, they pray salah. Sometimes if they start praying salah, they'll pray all the salah. When they leave, then they'll leave all the salah. And Allah Ta'ala says that those people cannot recite Surah Mulk. They know of it. So this kalima that I've told you, which kalima, who doesn't know this? But how many people recite this? The reason? Because Allah Ta'ala gives tawfiq, ability for us to do the action. Only then can we do it. Only when Allah gives tawfiq. So it's very easy to recite this. It's not very easy. We think it's easy. But to recite this kalima, first we have to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to please Allah before we start reciting this. One Mufti Sahib said a beautiful, unique fatwa on this point. He said that Surah Mulk, to recite it, if the adab of the qabr, the punishment of the grave reduces, we've heard this, haven't we, until today. He said the adab of the qabr is not very easy to diminish it, rather what? There's a condition here. The condition is that the person, the message within this hadith, the message, well, nabluwannakum, Allah Ta'ala says, it starts with this point that I've created you for this reason. The subject matter within this verse, and the person who fulfills that condition, then he will be stayed away from the adab of the qabr. This is the fatwa of Mufti Sahib. And we can see this, we can read this. So to say that these deeds will do straight away, I'll do it if I know. But first and foremost, we shouldn't forget that what are the deeds that can give us massive reward. Then first and foremost, we should make a fikr of akhirah in our hearts. And the Sahabah Ikram gave us great examples. Wake up, remember your grave, remember your death, and be happy. Subhanallah, that I'm not wasting time. These small deeds, they will be useful to us in life, and they will be good deeds for us. And understand that my bakshish, my forgiveness will be based on this kalima that I'm reciting. I have so much yaqeen on this point. Certainty. And the second point I said is Islam, my brothers, we should see regularly that the person who is first, he gets more reward. And the person who replies the salam, he will get less reward. Remember this. So a person who initiates an action gets more reward, and the person who replies, returns the compliment, gets less reward. So say assalamu alaikum and say it openly, and the person who doesn't answer, because it's wajib to answer, will get two sins if he doesn't say wa alaikum assalam. Isn't it, Mulana? This is the masala, isn't it? It's wajib. For example, if I go to someone and say assalamu alaikum, and he says, and he just puts his hand up, then at least give the answer, O servant of Allah. It's wajib on you to give the answer. Wajib. You're writing a letter, you're writing something, historically this happened, that happened, and you will say no salamu alaykum at the top of the letter. Oh my beloved Huzoor, I dear respected this and that, but no salam at the top of the letter. No bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In other words, what is our situation today? What's our hal? That if we have the fikr that I need to write the letter, I've got a few moments, let me earn some jannah due to this action, then I will write with that style and mannerism that we should present praise to the Prophet ﷺ. We should praise Allah, send durood on Rasulullah ﷺ, and then we continue from there. So many words we've written Allah's name, Rahman, Rahim, recited the Rushi, and then all salam. And then Allah Ta'ala says that letter that you were writing has become a certificate of Jannah for you, say Subhanallah. So anyway, my friends, my colleagues, today we have learnt another point I'd like to say to you. This is our night, mashallah. We don't need to worry about the time, we can sit with ease. We are here today to earn deeds, aren't we? And it's not a small night, I'll tell you again. That this is Sahaba Ikram radiallahu anhu who will tell us, first and foremost, we should be grateful that Allah Ta'ala, from millions of people, you have selected us and sat us down here. Aha, wa ma yiktasibu rahmati. Allah says in the Quran that Allah says, for my rahmah, I select me, yasha, who I desire. For my dhikr, I select the people. I select the people, and this is Allah's selection. Wa ma yiktasib Allah, wallahu dhul fadlin azim. Allah says, my fadl is am. Great fadl of Allah. Allah says, if you want to see my fadl blessings, then look at the selected people who I've selected. I've chosen them for my rahmah, my mercy. And can there be a greater rahmah than Allah's zikr? Tell me, my friends, is there any greater rahmah and mercy than this? Tell me. So me and you and us, that Allah Ta'ala selected us. Whoever He likes, He brings. And whoever He doesn't like, Allah sends away. Allah Ta'ala has made them busy in something else. And that person's heart is in action. He says, no, leave this gathering. Let me go somewhere. And he's happy sitting, thinking he's occupying his time properly. But here Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَكْتَسِبْ رَحْمَتِي. Person who's tired, upset, has some problem, feeling sleepy, making excuses, doing whatever he could. But Allah Ta'ala liked that person. Allah Ta'ala seated that person down. And when did Allah do this? Why did Allah do this? For example, we see that Thursday nights, mashallah, the night of Jummah, our mefil, the majlis is ajeeb and great. That due to the sadqa of dhikr, I note that the dhikr we do on Thursday night, mashallah, is a beautiful, unique night of the week. Because this is the reward that Allah Ta'ala has given to us. Ajeeb night Allah Ta'ala has given to us. Beautiful reward. Is this a minor occasion? This is such a great night. Obviously, this is the night of Jummah. But is this a small night in which we're doing dhikr? My brothers, today is the beginning of the new year, the Islamic year. My brothers, what's happening? The new Islamic year. And there's a history behind this. Great history. I won't tell you this because the ulama, the scholars will tell us, we don't have time. But there's a big history with regards to the beginning of the year. It's not a minor action, minor event. And the way it starts the new year, what month is this? Muharram, al-Haram. Subhanallah. This is a sacred month. It's an azim month in the history, in the learnings of Islam. And these first 10 days are great, ajeeb nights. Ajeeb days. And every day, if we take out from these first 10 days of Muharram, there are great events that took place in these days in the dunya. Great events, great memories, great historical facts that took place in these first 10 days. So in these 10 days, to initiate these 10 days in the first night and the dhikr of Allah, and me and you are doing this action. So what reward we'll get, Allah Ta'ala says, those people, my angels, oh my angels, those people who were immersed in my remembrance, and those people who initiated the new year in the month of Muharram with the dhikr of Allah. In other words, Allah says, those people who I sent to remember me, Allah says, why don't I pay attention to them? And why don't I cast my special glance towards them so that all year long they get the rewards of the deeds? Allah says, they remembered me. How can I forget them? Say Subhanallah. Say Subhanallah again. So whilst we're sitting down, we are learning this. Did we know that this is what we're going to get, this reward? And if it was announced and the poster was to go up, maybe 50 more people would have come and turned up. But whilst we are seated, we're getting this reward without asking. And such a person who cannot come and he's ill in hospital, ask that person and the words reach his mind and his ears. He feels like coming, but he can't come. So a big reward Allah Ta'ala has given to us. There's such a night, the initiation of the new year, and we are doing this on this night. We sat down with which amal, with which deed, and with emotion on this night we are doing this. Subhanallah. And let's go further ahead and listen to a little bit more. We'll need to understand this and listen to this. So the new year has begun, and this is the first Thursday night, the night of Jummah. It's the first Jummah. So it's the first Jummah of the new Islamic year of Muharram, first of Muharram. And if tomorrow, mashallah, we do the right thing, then Rajab and Shaban and Hajj, all of the months will have Jummahs, but they will all come with their unique characteristics. Because if we commemorated the first Jummah properly, we should make niyyah. Then inshallah this Ummah, inshallah this is an ajeeb Jummah that's coming. And tonight we're going to pray tahajjud. Say so, inshallah. And the person who cannot get up, then he should go and pray 4 rakat now before he sleeps. And he'll get the full thawab for tahajjud after Isha time. The time for tahajjud begins. No problem. If you can't get up at tahajjud time, no problem. And better than that, if you can't get up, then don't leave tahajjud. Try to get up and do dhikr of Allah, alhamdulillah, till fajr. And sit down, do the tasbihat that have been given to you. At least commemorate one day of happiness, the dhikr of Allah. And if this is difficult and that you cannot get up, then out of due diligence and due care, then pray tahajjud before you sleep. Before you sleep. And the next thing is that what a great reward. We cannot get this anywhere else. We can get Jummah. But tell me, guaranteed Jummah. So we start this Islamic New Year with Jummah. And we'll promise that we will do the right things on this day. And we'll come to Fajr. And we'll promise that we'll come to Fajr in the morning. But brothers, the morning tomorrow we'll get, where will we get that dhikr from Fajr till Ishraq? Where will we get this? Anywhere else? That the angels, they rejoice in the heavens when they see the gathering of dhikr. Allah says, where will you get this? Allah says, you'll get this today. Where? In Zakariya Masjid after Fajr. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. I don't know if our health will be there in the morning, but we should be hopeful. We have a total niyyah. Even if we cannot come, we'll get the thawab, inshallah, won't we? Yes. So you have solid foundation, solid niyyah, solid intention this month. So tomorrow Jummah, this is the first Jummah of the whole of the year to come. Remember this. And tahajjud, we will have prayed tahajjud, and we'll do dhikr until fajr, and we'll do tasbihat and du'as Allah. The new year is beginning. Ask Allah from what you want, then after that we're going to pray fajr. Then alhamdulillah, fajr is 6:30, is it? Or is it later? It's 6:30 still. So 6:30 we'll come to pray fajr, 20 minutes. And how much you will earn in that time. And then the kalimat within us. And our maraqba, the dhikr we do, silent dhikr, that person will loot the treasures of Jannah and return home. Who does dhikr of Allah on this day, on the first day, in opposition to that is laziness, astaghfirullah. Laziness. A very bad thing to be neglectful. So to start with this, that we have the new Islamic year, the first of Muharram, we have dhikr in this night, we have dhikr to start the new year, then we have Jummah. We need to celebrate and practice this Jummah in a unique way, that we should pray Jummah totally in the sunnah way. And the person who doesn't have imamah, take the imamah from somebody. Shall I tell you this? That if this Jummah you pray with this niyyah, that Allah, that this is all sadaqah of your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Jannah is due to his sadaqah, mashallah, your pleasure is his sadaqah. And your nearness, your qurb is also due to his sadaqah. Your ma'rifah is also his sadaqah. So why don't we on this Jummah day totally implement the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? We should put surma in the eyes. We should oil the hair and put surma in the eyes and apply good fragrance to the body. Not the sweet one too much that people sneeze, but nice fragrance, surma, wear the imamah and comb the beard. The person who doesn't have the beard, make a niyyah. I will not cut my beard after this, and the beard will come. And those who don't have the full beard, make a niyyah that Allah will keep the full length beard, one fist length. And you are commemorating, celebrating the valuable day of the year, the first day of the year. And we're getting the sunnah tariqah, we're getting Allah Ta'ala's remembrance. Imagine the amount of acceptance on this Jummah, just for a few hours. Will we do this, my brothers? And then after that, pray Jummah like this, and then the action will get, Jummah will go, Jummah salah will come and go. So we've gone to Jummah. Where? Darul Quran, for example, and Al Falah. Masjid Taiba. And what's the other masjid? The Al Falah. And the masjid I used to go before, what's that masjid? Al Rahman Masjid. And there we prayed Jummah. But what reward will you get that you will get in this masjid after Jummah? After Jummah will be dhikr of Allah, maraqabah, silent dhikr in the heart, 10, 15, 20 minutes after Jummah. Subhanallah, what a great reward a person will we get this not or not, my friends? Then tell me, so you're getting this as well here? Reward, so you pray Jummah. After Jummah we leave, but what do? We sit down 10 minutes and do the dhikr of Allah that Allah Ta'ala said in the Quran. That do not run away straight away. Where are you running away? Oh, I'm going back to work. The Allah says, fine, definitely do go. As a Tanwi, rahmatullah, has done a beautiful tafsir of this verse. He said, definitely go. Where are you going? I have to go to work. I have to go to my shop. He said, no, sit here. Remember Allah, then leave. When you remember Allah and then leave, then what will you get? That is when all your rizq will become fadl of Allah. Then run towards the rizq of Allah. This is the verse of the Quran, isn't it? First do dhikr. Then after dhikr, go and seek and search. And this will become the fadl. This won't just be your rizq. Allah says, with my fadl, then you will get this, because according to me telling you, you've done dhikr, and after doing dhikr you're going, you pray salah, and Allah Ta'ala says the first condition, you pray salah, then you do dhikr of Allah. After Jummah, Allah says go and seek your rizq, your earning sustenance. It won't be just be rizq, it will be my fadl, Allah says. And these 10 minutes are present, alhamdulillah, such ni'mas in Zakri Masjid Allah Ta'ala has given to us. So earn, my friends, earn. You'll come, won't you? You'll pray Jummah here, you do maraqbah, you sit here. And my job is to explain to you and give you targheeb, and I'm getting the wood, alhamdulillah. And your qismat is, mashallah, your destiny should earn the good. Shaitan will come and try to influence us, but we should go towards the good. So look, Allah Ta'ala gives us the night of Jummah, the first day of the Islamic month of Muharram, of Islamic New Year. So we'll doing dhikr tonight, and then tomorrow Jummah, we'll recite Durood Sharif, we'll do dhikr after Jummah. Such a great Jummah that we'll get. And the first night, Thursday night, the first Friday night of the year is passing by, then the first Jummah will come, and all these deeds. So three or four deeds. Number one, the kalimah that I mentioned, La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika la, be steadfast on this. Now leave this deed. Number two, present salam, initiate salam. When you meet people, say assalamu alaikum. Musafaha, shaking hands, this is not the thing we need to do. Salam is afzal. Don't put your hand out in front straight away. First thing is what? Afzal is salam. Even if you don't do musafaha, no problem. No, if you don't shake hands, no problem. You don't need to do that. You don't have to, but salam we need to promote. The Alimuddin say this, that Alimuddin say that the musafa is necessary. Mufti Taqi Sahib, I heard himself. He said that people run after me to say musafa, musafa. I say salam, that's more afzal. Mufti Taqi Sahib, madhazallah, has narrated this. And I used to sit there near my home is this masjid in Karachi. And this was Abu Khan Kahe, alhamdulillah. And just like if you go to the shopping area, and mashallah, his masjid, Baitul Muqarram, where he leads Jummah Salah. And we used to meet each other, I used to see him. And this habit we should have of salam, ishfus salam. This is the hadith that spread salam. So we'll do this action, won't we? Don't make a face, kim, cho, majje, majje. No, say those three statements that I've told you. Yes, Gujarati, I can speak more than this if I have to. You understand what I'm saying? So this is the way to earn good deeds. So make these three deeds solid in your life. And the day that's coming tomorrow, from tonight is started, Jummah. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Ameen.